Welcome to PlayStation Dads, Episode 2, recorded on Thursday, June 2nd, 2022. We're back, baby! On tonight's episode, we break down today's State of Play presentation. Did we get everything we wanted? Did it live up to an E3 level of hype? We'll also discuss what we'll be playing when the new PS Plus service reboots in just 11 days from now. Esten, you know what to do.
Show me if you can get far. Step on the gas.
Step on the gas.
Step on the brakes.
Step on the brakes.
Now step on the...
It's time for PS5. Welcome to the PlayStation Dads with your hosts, Hambone Johnny, Solo Something, and John.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the PlayStation Dads podcast. I am your host, John Blanco, the one driving the bus on this platform battle royale of a podcast, and we're so happy that you're here with us today. Joining me are two of the coolest guys on the PlayStation Network. First, coming off his appearance on the Nintendo Dads, where he was censored from talking about the greatest console of our generation, it's Mr. Esten, a.k.a. Solo Something. How are you today, sir?
I'm doing well, yeah, definitely. Glad to be back with the PlayStation Dads. And yeah, that was strange. I was censored on there. I was just at one moment when I went to go talk about PlayStation. I was having, like, cam issues and everything. And time, like, they moved on from talking about PlayStation. My cam cleared up, so... And I tried to reproduce it on my end, and I couldn't. So it was just the strangest thing. Yeah, it was very bizarre.
Sabotage.
Tonight, I won't be censored.
We will never censor you and your PlayStation views.
The
First Amendment is live and well on PlayStation Dads for PlayStation. All right. And once again, joining us on the show, on the feed, you're here. I think we're going to have to pay you a salary at some point. Mr. Yeah. Hambone Johnny.
What is going on? I negotiate for benefits, so just buckle up. I'm kind of tough with that stuff. How's it going, man? Happy to be here.
What do you think about an HSA where you kind of pay in to it a little bit?
Listen, we can take this offline. That's totally fine. Okay. But yeah, I am pumped. We had a great evening. Crazy rain here. Came home. My wife is sick, so I'm just kind of counting down the seconds until I catch it. And yeah, I'm just fully embracing the Chubbs bracket. I've got a white ale I'm sipping on over here, so I'm sure that's helping out. So my buddy Nintendo, that one's for you.
Oh, is that your matchup?
That's my matchup this week.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, nice. Yeah, you know, I was gonna grab another Starlight Coke for the show, and I forgot. So now I'm sitting here, and I guess you just saved me a little bit. Yeah, the Chubbies bracket has been tough. Esten, you're not in it, but man, it's tough. You're just those temptations, all the snacking that I used to do. And now I don't snack at all. I just go between meals, maybe get my 12 Hershey Kisses. That's it.
Y'all probably don't want me in the Chubbies bracket. I mean, if y'all like knew my stats, y'all would probably be like, you son of a bitch.
We yes. Hate
you and everything you stand for.
You know, I mean, Hambone's pretty skinny too, but it's all percentage based. So I don't know. It's tricky. I was like, are the skinnier people going to have an easier time by percentage or what? I don't know. But yeah, we'll see. I guess we're 2 weeks through and we got 8 weeks to go. It's a long 8 weeks.
I mean, I'm hearing all y'all own. I think that's great that y'all are doing that for y'all's health. That's awesome and amazing.
Yeah, yeah. I'll say the competition is pretty fierce. We've got, 14 folks in there? So
14.
Yeah, it's crazy, man. It's like more competition than a mayhem.
Yes, it's a lot harder than a mayhem.
That's true.
It's every day.
Now, when y'all get done, y'all going to do a Nintendo Dads, kind of like PlayStation Dads type like calendar and like try and make a profit off of it and stuff like that, like the firefighters do and stuff?
We'd be able to. We'd have the bods for it.
That's it, man.
Yeah. Gamer bods.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, that'll pay my salary. Come on, John. Let's make it happen.
All right, we'll do it. We'll do a Kickstarter. Yeah, let's see how much money we can raise on a Kickstarter and go for it. All right, it's time to talk some PlayStation. It's our second episode, and we did it today because there was a State of Play, 30 minutes by Sony, and by their accounts, by all accounts, this is their E3. And we kind of came into it. The hype was low as these events can be, right? Because we always get excited about it, and people always want the world. But we kind of came in with them saying that they were going to be talking to some of their third-party partners, and they were going to be talking about PSVR 2, which some people are excited about. But, you know, we're thinking, like, don't get too excited. You're not going to hear too much. And we'll go through it. But I think we were all pleasantly surprised. And it all started off with an announcement that we'd all been hoping for, Resident Evil 4 Remake. They actually released the release date before they even told us what it was. March 24th, 2023. This is a PS5 only game. As of right now, that's all we know. Who was hyped for RE4 Remake?
I am excited to try this one out. I tried playing it back in the day on GameCube. Never really caught my attention, but man, this game looks absolutely gorgeous. Like, I was blown away. What a way to start a show.
Yeah. Esten, have you played RE4 before?
I've never played a Resident Evil game because I do not play like horror games. And one of my favorite movies is Alien, which is kind of a horror sci-fi genre, but I don't play horror games. And so, but everyone tells me I need to play Resident Evil. And I've seen all the Resident Evil movies, but this game looked beautiful. I mean, I applaud it. I was like, oh, spot on. Chef's kiss. Well, glossy, very nice. And I need to play a Resident Evil game.
I'm a little stunned. I'm with the only two people in the world who probably haven't played RE4. This was the first Resident Evil game I ever played. I played it on the Wii when it was, I think it launched exclusively on the Wii, before porting kind of everywhere else. And my great memory of this, I think I've talked about it on the show, but my great memory of this was that my wife was going to play with the controls and I was going to watch. I was going to be her wingman. And she got about like 30 seconds into the action. And she like was so scared. She nearly dropped the controls and she just shoved them at me. She was terrified. When you have a whole village of, you know, zombie guys coming at you and you have to aim at them. She freaked out. And so I played through this game, but she watched every minute of it. We both loved this game completely. I never got to doing a replay. There's some advantages to replay, but RE4 is my favorite in this series. Probably only one of two games that I've beaten in the Resident Evil franchise. But really good. I'm really excited for this remake. I haven't played the remakes of 2 and 3. I haven't played the originals of 2 and 3. Mm-hmm. So this game has me excited to like, maybe go get those games and play through those two, maybe before 4. So I'm super excited. I think this kind of broke social media for a little bit. This is going to be great.
Yeah, I'm excited, right? I love that they dropped right at the end PSVR 2 content in development.
That's right.
So does that mean it'll be ready at launch? Is that hinting towards a PSVR 2 release date? I mean, they didn't confirm any of that, but you got to speculate.
It could be. I mean, whenever we see it is now in development, that can mean 5 years away, as we saw from Metroid. But yeah, obviously they went into talking more about VR. I don't know if it's fair to speculate at this point. We got some other games too, but yeah, really interesting. That's going to be fascinating to see. All right. And so, like we said, they actually went right into the PSVR content. This is the PSVR 2. This PSVR 2 is just for PS5, right, Hambone? Or are they making one for PS4?
Yes, I believe it's going to be PS5 exclusive. I don't think it's going to be backwards compatible.
Good. Okay. So they listed off some games that were coming. They started off with the RE4 content. We don't know exactly what it is, if it's a full game or just, I don't know. And then they showed off Resident Evil Village in VR. And I haven't played Resident Evil Village, but it looked like it was going to be the full game of it. We got The Walking Dead Saints and Sinners Retribution Chapter 2, which is coming in 2022. I didn't play Chapter 1. I don't know much about that. No Man's Sky VR is coming to PSVR 2. And then finally, a game that a lot of people were waiting for, Horizon Call of the Mountain, which is set in the Horizon universe. It doesn't seem to include Aloy, or at least your main character is not going to be Aloy, but sort of a side story, which is good, I think. I don't think you want to mainline that. You end up with like Kingdom Hearts, where you have a gazillion games. But yeah, Hambone, I know you are super excited for PSVR 2. Which of these games caught your eye?
You know what? No Man's Sky, honestly, that looked like the most fun to me. Mm. I mean, I'm excited for Horizon as well, but yeah, No Man's Sky in VR looks amazing. I haven't dipped in at all to No Man's Sky, but I think, you know, once I get this PSVR 2, No Man's Sky is probably one of my first pickups.
Interesting.
Yeah, I thought like, you know, the flying of the spaceship and kind of moving around in the world in a VR setting. I mean, it looked beautiful. All these games look great, but I'm not a huge zombie game person. So obviously, I mean, all RE games to start off, and then The Walking Dead. I was like, okay, is this the zombie half hour show?
Yeah, that's a good point.
But yeah, I think the more sci-fi feeling of No Man's Sky and even, you know, Horizon to a little bit, that those two certainly are where I'm kind of leaning right now.
Yeah, I was pretty impressed by how these games looked, but yet they're being rendered on a screen. I don't know what they look like on the visor. But when they started showing RE Village and the first footage was kind of walking down some stairs and you can see the camera bouncing up and down. Mm-hmm. I closed my eyes, looked away and was like, no. I am not. I was already dizzy. I'm like, this looks great. I haven't played Resident Evil Village. I'd like to someday. I was like, it's not going to be in VR. So none of this was for me. You going to do the VR, Esten?
Actually, I was just thinking whenever I was going for the show, I thought about like, oh, not really for me. I'm probably not going to do it. But when I actually watched the show, you know, one thing I was kind of said before we were going into this, I was like, well, I might get it just for the Horizon. And I mean, I already knew, like when I saw the footage of that, I was like, oh, this is pretty sweet. I mean, they've got the Thunder Jaw in there. They've got the Tide Ripper running around underneath the water. I mean, I don't know who in their right mind would want the canoe under a under a tall neck, but anyways, they're doing it.
And, get to land.
Yeah. And so, I mean, I'm like, this is pretty sweet. But actually, I am like true and through a sci-fi fan. And anytime you show anything sci-fi in gaming or movie, I'm like, turn up the volume. I want to see what this is. And so when they were showing the footage for No Man's Sky, I was actually, oh, this is sweet. I mean, this is like right in my wheelhouse, and I want to see what this is more about, because just the thought of actually VR-wise, like flying to different planets, exploring like different like exoplanets, and just like, you know, going to like nebulas and stuff like that. I mean, that just that really piqued my interest a lot. So I was like, man, I really want to jump on that. That's and so I actually came out of it actually more sold on it. So I mean, they actually, without even trying to buy me in on it, actually bought me in more on it. So they moved the needle quite well.
Interesting that both of you were really sold by No Man's Sky. As I was watching it, I was like, the whole reason why we have Horizon in here is because, you know, they had 20 million people bought the first Horizon game and 20 million more will probably buy Forbidden West by the time it's done. And so like by putting this on VR, this is a very dedicated fan base. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people that weren't going to get the VR will to play this Horizon game, but it looks like No Man's Sky might be the thing that brings people over. I think the RE content is really cool. I think VR works really well with horror, because sure, anytime you're limiting someone's view and making them have to like literally turn their head to see if there's some monster coming up next to them.
The immersion's going to be amazing for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it'll be interesting. Sweet. All right. VR out of the way. The next one I was excited for, not quite what I wanted, but I was excited for Horizon Forbidden West. We're getting a new game plus mode and some extra features. It's available right now. I haven't downloaded it yet. So the stuff that I saw on the list are going to be, first of all, there's going to be a new game plus. You'll be able to replay the whole game. If you've beaten the game, you can replay the whole game with all your end game gear. There are some transmog outfits, I guess. You can kind of play with the way your outfits look. We have an improved performance mode. You can reset your skill tree, which I didn't realize is something you couldn't do before. But you can reset your skill tree and kind of use those points in a different way. They're adding an ultra hard mode. Dandy. And there's going to be some new weapons and trophies, which is weird. Can you do that? I've platinumed this game. Do I lose my platinum? What is that about?
You don't. There, it's going to be like a new subset of trophies. So like that's how it was with Ghost of Tsushima. There was like a set of trophies for New Game Plus, a set of trophies for the DLC, a set of trophies for like the Legends mode. And same thing with Horizon Zero Dawn. There's like a New Game Plus set. There's like a main game set, a Frozen Wild set. So it'll just be like a new like tab or something.
Phew. Okay.
Yeah, I recognize that you couldn't, while I was playing the game, that you couldn't reset your skill points once you spent them, which I thought was kind of odd because most RPGs nowadays are forgiving and they let you kind of, you're bad. You can reset it or at least go, pay some money to reset them. So I'm glad they did that. So now you can reset it. So in case you went too far down in the trap setting, you're like, you know what? Trap setting's not really my style. Let me go back more to like bow or survival, like hand-to-hand combat. Then it's nice that they let you reset your skill points. But and I liked it. It was available like right now.
So right now.
Yeah,
I'm excited for it. I 100% of this game, although I didn't do everything. There were some races I didn't do because I thought the controls were wonky, and I'm really hoping they sort of fix that. So I haven't done everything, but I would like to go back and do everything. I don't know if I have the heart to do a New Game Plus. Like maybe 4 years from now, I'll do a New Game Plus after I play Horizon again, and then maybe way down the road. But I did so much in that game. I don't know if I can do it. The performance mode is interesting because I played in performance mode. Obviously, there's two modes, performance mode and then what's the other mode? When you have the better graphics,
like quality,
resolution. Like yeah.
Yeah. And,
I mean, performance mode, it was 60 frames a second. It was buttery, but yeah, it looked great, but it didn't look perfect. Like you could tell you were in a performance mode. Some games will do performance mode and it looks great. This one was like, yeah, I don't think this looks as good, but I was never going to go back to the other mode. I thought it was like a really slow frame rate. I was actually surprised. But I'm curious to see what the performance mode looks like now. I'd love to know if they've made the other mode a little faster. It just really didn't seem like the refresh rate was very good on the other one.
I never recognized much loss. My PlayStation is like hardwired in. And so I never lost anything. Like, I never noticed any frame rate drops when I was playing, cause I played the whole game in graphics mode. Cause I was like, I'm getting some pictures. I'm getting all these shots are so sweet.
Yeah, you did. A lot of pictures.
People were probably like getting tired of me. And so, but yeah, I never noticed any kind of thing, especially, I fought some mamma jammas out there and I never had any problems where I was like, oh no, I'm getting delays as far as like loading my trip cast or anything like that. I mean, I was rocking and rolling.
That's interesting. Cause I thought the frame rate was much less. I think it was like 30 frames a second. That doesn't bother you. I mean, frame rate, like when a game is 60 frames per second, I love the game like 2 out of 10 more. So it really does bug me. So maybe I just notice it more. But yeah, I might jump back into this and see some of the trophies and that might do it. So very cool. But no DLC was announced.
Yeah, DLC. I was really hoping for that. That would have been like the chef's kiss if we would have had some DLC. I mean, like, tomorrow I will write Sony and I would tell them, thank you. I love you.
Yeah. Yeah. And he could have even said, and look forward to it. And look forward to it. And it's coming down the road. And they didn't even do that. I was a little surprised. So, all right. Next one, the original Spider-Man remastered to PC. That comes out August 12th. So what have we got? About three months or so? No, 2 months. Cool, I guess.
Yeah. Hey, I mean, it's great. It's expanding the audience for somebody who, doesn't have a PlayStation. I think it's cool.
And they talked about doing that. I read that online. They said, we plan to acquire more studios to kind of line us up better for actually expanding more into the PC universe to make ourselves more accessible out there. And so it doesn't surprise me they want to leave one of their flagships that they're known for, Spider-Man.
John, go ahead.
No, I was going to say it makes sense that it's still a console exclusive. But there's a huge PC market out there, especially people who don't have a PlayStation or double dip. It's hard to ignore. And, you don't want to just let, Xbox port, their kind of games there. Mm-hmm. And they've done this with, I think, Horizon, I think God of War.
Yeah, God of War earlier this year.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, no, that's great. You know, this is a game I haven't gotten around to yet. So for me, at least, it kind of drove up some hype. I'm like, oh, this actually looks like really, really amazing. So,
and that's going to be on PS Plus.
It is. It is.
You're going to love that game. You're going to love that game. When I first played it, I was like, there's so much hype for this game. How big a deal can it be? And I played it and I was like, oh, this is really cool. Yeah, this is cool.
And does it have, will you have cross saves? Like if I have my PlayStation 5 and I'm playing on that and I play it on my PC, will I have a cross save? Like, can I pick up right where I left off? Do we know that?
I don't know.
I'm not sure how that works. If there's like a PlayStation, like PC app or something. I don't think so. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's a good question.
All right. We move on to what I think was one of the big victories of this presentation. We got to see more footage of Stray, and we got a release date of July 19th. That is a month and a half away. Stray is coming to PS4 and PS5, and you'll remember it from the PS5 reveal trailer, where you play as a cat. Adorable. And what I think is probably the biggest announcement to come out of this entire state of play is that Stray is going to be day one on PS Plus. And I say it's a big deal because in the recent months since they announced that PS Plus was going to be expanding, and in the current state of PS Plus, there has been a lot of talk about how they don't really put out their games day one. And that's a big problem. I've heard almost every show say, you know, how do you compete with Game Pass when you don't have, you know, day one games? And Stray is a PlayStation exclusive. And I was quite surprised to see that it was going to be on PS Plus. It's not a Sony PlayStation first party game. You know, it's not going to be like a Last of Us 3 or something like that. That's going to be their day one. But I think with Stray coming there day one, that really sends a message, because that's a game a lot of people are anticipating because everybody loves cats. That's a big message. It says if you get PS Plus, you're gonna see some exclusive games that will be there day one, even if Ragnarok won't.
Yeah, absolutely. This is exactly what they need to do to kind of telegraph, hey, you know, we are going to keep up here. It might not be our PS first party stuff, but you know, I think they're going to be feeding some good content into this service. They have to. They really do. If they want to hold people.
Yep. And we're going to talk a little bit more about PS Plus after this, but this is big. And I think we'll have to revisit this one. Next up was the Callisto Protocol. It is coming out December 2nd of this year for PS4 and PS5. This was zombies, I believe.
Yep. More zombies. Space zombies. Slightly different.
Was anybody feeling this one? I know Sean Abbott from Game Pass News was really liking this one.
I'm not a zombie fan. I'm like Hambone. I'm just, if it's a zombie game, I'm like, if it looks great, I'm happy for you. If it makes you excited, huzzah. But I'm just, when it comes to zombies, I'm just, it's not my jam.
Yeah. I mean, it looks cool. It seems kind of samey to me. Mm-hmm. It's another kind of sci-fi zombie shooter game. But you know, there's people out there. There's obviously an audience for it. I think people are hyped for it, you know, our buddy Sean out there. But for me personally, I'm going to have some other stuff to play around that time.
Yeah. Sean likes to shoot things because he's getting impatient over Game Pass. this one it's not a PlayStation exclusive. Callisto protocol that is also coming out to Xbox. If you go to their website, it shows the platforms and Xbox is there, but you can't click the button. It's grayed out. So they're like, not yet. So I don't know if that's coming out in December for Xbox, but it will eventually. Next up we got, is it Roller Drome?
It's Roller Drome. Yeah, I just looked it up real quick.
I had written down Drome, and then when I was going over my notes, I just saw it and said, oh no, it's gotta be Dome. It really is Roller Drome.
Yeah. I looked into this a little bit more, right? This was these are from the Ali Ali people.
Oh,
if they took Thunderdome and Roller Derby and like they merged it together is what they were thinking about doing that. Yeah.
Yeah. With a little sprinkle of Jet Set Radio in here.
Yeah,
this looks like it could be. This looks like it could be a flop, honestly. But yeah, it also looks like it could be very fun. It's I don't know how this is going to land.
Art style, but nothing in the gameplay made me go, I got to play this one.
This is what I hope comes to PS Plus.
That's what I was going to say. This one could be a PS Plus. They didn't say it, But
if
I
it's a PS Plus, I'll play it for sure. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, at least give it a try. It does come out August 16th for PS4 and PS5. We have Eternites, which is coming out early 2023. It's the guy with a like bionic arm. I actually found myself trying to guess what the name of these games were going to be. And I had gotten the roller part of Roller Drome. I think I had was going to call it like Roller Gun.
You didn't get the Drome part? Shocking.
Certainly did not get the Drome. Eternites, I was going to be like Laser Fist guy, you know. But anybody interested in this one?
Absolutely not.
No, it kind of turned me off when I heard Dating Sim. I was like, eh.
Yeah, one of the screenshots we saw was like, press R2 to hold hands. I was like, no, thanks.
Yeah. That's getting some meme action on the internet right now.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. I mean, the combat actually looked pretty cool with your arm like popping out. And it looked like it was a lot of kind of quick time events, at least from what we saw. So visually, it looks
appealing. Visual cues. Yeah.
Just not a game that I think I'd want to play personally.
Okay. All right, the last four sort of really kind of cemented this as a pretty cool presentation. And this one threw me off, but Street Fighter VI, we finally see footage of it. It comes out in 2023 for PS4 and PS5. I assume it'll be on Xbox as well. It was funny because they kept showing different modes of the game, like it was like Fighting Arena or something. And I thought that the name of the game was Fighting Arena, and I actually had written it down at some point. And I was like, but they were showing Ryu and Chun-Li. And I'm like, but these are Street Fighter characters, like in a different fighting game. I was so confused. But then they finally revealed that it is Street Fighter VI, and I'm an idiot. And looks really cool. Fantastic. Great. And as we also saw, there is a commentator mode you can turn on to have it like you were playing in a tournament with some guy talking. I am not a fighting game guy. I'll play a fighting game once or twice if I'm at somebody's house and they have it or whatever. Oh, that's fun. But not anything I'm interested in getting in. And oh my God, that commentating thing, so annoying. I they're trying to be unique. I've never seen a fighting game that has it. But
yeah,
instantly turn it off.
Like, yeah, you know what that reminded me of is like Madden 94 on like N64. It's like tried to go through the hole, but there was no hole, and like all his like old comments and stuff. I see what they're trying to do there, but like yeah, that's an immediate turn off for me. Game looked beautiful. Oh my gosh, like it gorgeous. I was like, oh, this is going to be true.
Like right. Mario Strikers animation going on at certain points. It was like,
it
looked nice.
The music they had playing, like, I'm not even going to get this game. I'm hyped for this trailer. Like, I'm here. I'm watching this. I was really hoping for like a second. I'm like, don't let this be Street Fighter. Let this be like a cool boxing game. The way they opened it up and they're in the gym, he's hitting the bag, like the sand or the powder's coming off the bag. I'm like, oh, this is beautiful. Like, is it like a fight night game or something? No, it's Street Fighter, but same as you, John. I'll play it if I'm at a buddy's house, but I'm not a fighting game type guy.
Yeah, it surprised me. I thought I thought it was gonna be like kind of a fighter RPG, like you follow this guy's story. But I mean, I grew up playing Street Fighter. I never played Mortal Kombat, and so Chun-Li is who I played in the arcade and who I played on the SNES the whole entire time. And I've actually seen some things on the internet, people warning if this picks up right after Street Fighter 3. So apparently this follows some kind of storyline, people are wondering. And yeah, it looked nice and polished. So I mean, I'll try it out because I'm all about like trying out a new Street Fighter if they polish it up the way they have. And it does look pretty cool. So I'll give it a go.
Okay.
I got a long history with Street Fighter.
It'll never happen, but this game would be great on PS Plus. I would download it in a second and try it out. But they'll never do that. So.
That's like a I don't know what, like a 2028 coming to like PS Plus Essentials.
Yes. Yes. That's when we'll play it.
Yeah.
Okay. Next up, Tunic is finally gonna break free of its Game Pass prison. September 27th to PS4 and PS5. And I am hoping that also means it'll come to Switch September 27th. No guarantee, but we know and we anticipated this game is not an Xbox exclusive. It's probably just the developer just didn't have the resources. So it's going to be coming. We don't know if it's coming to PS Plus, But it is coming to PlayStation September 27th. And what do you guys, excited for it? Have you played, did you play it on Game Pass? Anybody?
I played it on Game Pass PC.
Did you play it through or just a little bit?
I got to the final boss. I didn't beat the final boss.
What?
So it was very difficult. And my 1 month of Game Pass PC ran out. And I said, I'm playing Demon's Souls. I got to go do that instead.
The clock is running and you're like, I got it like 45 minutes.
Yeah. I mean, I think that proved to me I don't like playing PC games because like sitting in front of these monitors and playing a game just couldn't do it for me.
Okay.
But yeah, no, this game's awesome, man. I mean, I'll say the best game on Xbox this year is no longer going to be exclusive. So come on
now. Every reason to have Game Pass is gone.
That's it.
Run your eye.
Yeah. I watched my wife play through this game, and I was recruited to help out with some of the bosses. I figured out pretty quickly that my wife was very attack centric with the bosses, and I was asking her the controls, and she's like, "Oh, that's the guard button," and I'm like, "Oh, there's a guard button because I haven't seen you do any guarding," and so I was getting past some of the bosses by like being defensive, and I gotta say, I mean, I think if I played it from, if I played it through from the beginning by myself, I might have actually enjoyed it a little bit more, and I might give it a try if it's on PS Plus, but I didn't love it. I don't love the art style, and the game has this the whole manual thing gets really complicated, and I don't really like it. Some people love it. They just love that concept and all that. Totally. It's not reaching me. But if it does come to PS Plus, I might just force myself to play it for an hour and see if I really do like it.
Isn't it a punishing game?
It's a pretty hard game.
It's difficult.
Yeah, it's not a cutesy fun game. It's punishing.
My wife died so many times, but she didn't understand the mechanic. Like, there's a lot they don't tell you. They make you discover it. Mm-hmm. And Hambone stopped me because since you actually did play this game, but there's a lot of discovery. And so my wife didn't really know how to power up or level up her character mm-hmm. for hours and hours and hours. And then once she figured that out, she had a lot easier time getting through the game.
Yeah, absolutely. You'll collect items throughout the game, and there's this own like in-game language. It looks like different runes, and you have no idea what they are. It'll be like a pear on a piece of paper. What is that? And then you learn that'll like upgrade your magic ability or something to that effect. Yeah,
absolutely. Yep. Yeah. So it is a weird mechanic. You'll love it or you hate it. But it's cool that it's there. Awesome that it's there. Very excited.
Absolutely.
Next one was Lake 2. No, I'm just kidding.
John, this seems like your game, man.
It's definitely a game that I wouldn't buy. It's called Season: A Letter to the Future. It's coming out autumn 2022 for PS4 and PS5. Totally looks like a narrative type game. I'm not sure I would buy it and play it. I love narrative games, but man, like all the narrative games I like are all Life is Strange games. I didn't like Lake. I didn't like a lot of the games I've seen since, but this game looked really kind of neat. I have my eye on it. I'm hoping it's like a $20 thing or something to that effect, but
it was a pretty game. Very pretty.
Very pretty. Yeah. You're riding around on a bike, and the first thing I said to you guys was, this gives me Lake vibes. BMX. It's BMX Narrative Edition. And then once you saw this come on the screen, even though there was 5 minutes left in the presentation, you knew that this was the last game that they were going to show. Final Fantasy 16. This was the first look of this PlayStation exclusive. It is coming out summer 2023, so we're still a year away. Who is hyped for this one?
That's got me. Yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to this one.
Now, are you a Final Fantasy guy?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm a Final Fantasy guy. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Have you played the recent ones? I know 15 was... Some people loved it. Some people didn't. I think I played it a little bit on mobile or something like that. I played Final Fantasy 13 with Lightning, and the battle system looks like it's still the same. Very similar looking and the weird energy shots and everything. I'll be honest. I haven't played a Final Fantasy game in a good long while. I might play this game just because I have a PlayStation 5.
Yeah, this one does look good. I mean, the thing, I mean, I love Final Fantasy games. Of course, there's only been like really one that's had characters carry over. Mm-hmm. And but I mean, I'm looking forward to this. 10.
Okay, well, because
yeah,
they did
10 and 10 too, right?
10,
yeah.
Two. Okay, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, because they did Final Fantasy 13 and Final Fantasy 13 too. But I don't know if I would say that those, like, they carried over, right? Because they didn't carry over to 11 or 12. I think 11 was the online one.
It was, let me see.
I think you're right.
I think 11 is the online. But yeah, like, you're right. It, like, you could totally jump into that. I mean, I could totally jump into this game and not feel like, oh, I need to play the previous games. That's what I like about the series.
But the, I mean, I'm looking forward to this one. I mean, I know there's been a lot of people wondering what's this one going to be like. Is it going to be like, you know, different, what mechanics are going to be involved and stuff. So, I mean, this one definitely looked, I mean, the graphics was there, obviously. Yeah. And so I'm more interested to hear like more like the storyline to it and stuff and see, you know, how open world it's going to be. And so, I mean, I'm definitely stoked for it. And I look forward to seeing more information come out about it. I mean, we got a little bit long wait for it, but it's something to look forward to.
You can finish your whole backlog before.
That's it.
Did
you say you played 15? Esten?
No.
Did you play 15?
I played so many Final Fantasies. They all run together. Let me see. 15 was, that was the, that was
the one where you were in the car.
No, yeah. That one I did not play. No, I didn't want to play that one. Cause that was like, what? I didn't agree with that one. No.
Wait, cars that break down or what?
Yeah, I didn't get very far into 15. I started it. I had a buddy who loved it. I was like, oh, you got to play it. It came out right around the time when my son was just starting to kind of move around. I think he was like one or two. And I'm like, it's hard to play a game on the TV with a little one. I was big into the Switch then. So I kind of fell off that game. But one thing that caught my eye in this, and even in the logo for the Final Fantasy 16 or the summons, right? Am I mm-hmm. saying that right? That it seemed heavy on the summons, at least in the trailer. And I'm curious because I didn't see any summons in 15, but I didn't play much of it.
Those are the same summons that are in tons and tons of Final Fantasy
every game, right? Innifrid and Bahamut and mm-hmm. All those dudes. Shiva, right?
Yep.
So yeah, I'm curious if it's like a return to that sort of type of style. If 15 didn't have that quite as much, I'm curious.
And that's what I'm hoping for. I hope they get away, because that was one thing I know people, including me, bashed it for. It was like 15. People were scratching their head and being like, what is going on here? Because, you know, they had, of course, you know, that was the one thing I heard the most about was the cars. And they're like, this is really getting way out here now. I mean, this is like, yeah, trying to do like, really, what have we got here? Half-baked. And so
I played Final Fantasy 13. That's the most recent Final Fantasy that I played. And I enjoyed the characters, but I didn't like the world. And I have since been turned off. I like RPGs. I think I played Earthbound around that time, too. I like Earthbound. I like RPGs that are a little more Earth-centric, with names that are more Earth-centric. And here's an example. I was reading the plot for Final Fantasy 15, and it says, Final Fantasy 15 takes place on the Earth-like world of Eos, which is divided between four nations, Lucis, Accordo, Tenebrae, and Niflheim. And it's like, that's the stuff I hate. The weird names, the weird words, these just strange background. I want something more like down
tangible.
To Earth.
Yeah.
Yeah, even like Pokemon, like just put it on Earth. Give me hamburgers. Like, I don't like it gets so weird. So I may try it. I may try it, but that's what really turns me off about the Final Fantasy.
Give me hamburgers. Well,
the problem
give me hamburgers.
The 15, whenever I was trying 15, I in all this just, I didn't give it this due rewards, because when I was doing tried 15, I only tried it for like maybe like, and I'd be honest, 1 week. And then I was like, yeah, okay, I'm going back to 14, because I was so deep in the 14, because that's the MMOG one. Mm-hmm. And I was doing that one like big time, and I went like so far in the MMOG one. And so I was like, oh, I'm too deep in this. I don't have time for it. I gotta get back to my MMOG. And so I went back to 14. So I was like, I flirted with 15 just for a week, and I was like, yep, going back to 14.
Do you think you'll ever go back to 15?
Actually, I think, yeah, actually, 2 weeks ago, I downloaded it on my PlayStation 5.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, yeah. And so it's there looking at me.
I could see downloading it and playing it too. It must be on sale. I'll throw it on my wish list. Maybe I'll play it someday.
15?
Yeah.
It's on PS Plus right now.
Yeah, you can get it on PS Plus. You can just download it.
It's on PS Plus?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I think the Royal Edition.
Is it? You mean like the not the PS Plus, but the other service? The like
not now.
Oh, no. Yeah. Now that you're saying that you have, if you have PS Plus on PS5, you can download it. Okay, I'll give it a try. Yeah. I'll give it a try.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I've got it right next to the Final Fantasy 14, and I'm like I told you all that one day in chat. I'm like I'm trying my hardest not to let myself play Final Fantasy 14 again, because I know if I go back into it, it's so hard to get back out.
All right. Sweet. You sold me at free. So that'll do it. Can't hurt to try. I did try it on mobile because they released it on mobile. I think it looks a little different. And I was like, anytime I play games on mobile, I did it with Diablo Immortal this week. As soon as I realized that you have to use the touchscreen for these action type games, I'm just not interested.
I can't do that.
Yeah. Forget it. All right. So that rounded out a half hour. It was pretty good. What would you grade this out of 10? I will start with you, Eston. No, I'm going to start with Hambone because Eston was drinking some ginger ale there.
Yeah, no worries.
Hambone, I'm going to start with you. Out of 10, what would you rank this as, like, the first presentation of E3 2022?
I think this is an 8. I think the delivery was awesome. It was back to back to back. All that stuff we just went over was in a half hour. We only saw, I think, two actual people come on the screen and give a little detail about the games.
Nice. Yep.
So there's a lot of gameplay, a lot of cinematics, not a ton of stuff for me personally. That's probably why I'm knocking it a point or two, because there's not a ton here for me. But I thought it was a great presentation.
Cool. Awesome. What are the games you're most hyped for?
I would say, Stray is up there. I am excited about the PSVR 2 stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I am optimistic about Rollerdrome.
Okay. I didn't expect that, but okay.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I cross my fingers that that's actually good.
Okay. All right. Very cool. All right. Eston, how about you?
I'd give it a good 9 on it. I say definitely. I mean, there's, you know, I mean, it's hard to give it a good 10 on there because, I mean, there was definitely not like everything on there. I was like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, hide my wallet. I mean, no, it was like, I'm definitely, I mean, it was, I think it was something on there for everybody. You know, not everything for me, but I think they did really well as far as like the pace of it. And I think they did really well not getting too bogged down and like, you know, making it a PSVR 2 presentation. But like keeping the base, I was like, okay, here's your PSVR 2. And also what I loved about it was the fact that a lot of the gameplay footage that they were showing, they actually denoted at the bottom, you know, captured on like PS5. Mm-hmm. And so you actually know, okay, what I am looking at is actually gameplay. This is not like, okay, you're showing me cutscenes from your game and you're saying, get hyped. And you know, okay, this is a cutscene CGI movie I'm watching. You know, how am I gonna get hyped? What's the gameplay look like? And so I'm like, you actually show them a gameplay. And I love it when presentations actually do that and not just give me just random, you know, shovelfuls of like cutscenes and say, get hyped for the game.
Right. Yep. Yeah. They did show some considerable gameplay, which is nice, especially in a week when people were getting hyped for games that were just gameplay. Jedi Fallen Order 2. This game looks amazing. It's like it was 20 seconds cutscene. Cool. I would also give it a 9. I give it a 9. I take a half a point away because we did not get the Forbidden West DLC. I'm excited that there's some new modes and new stuff that will give me just enough to go back into that game and finish things. But I got to take a half point at least for that. What made me really excited about the presentation was some big, big announcements. The Resident Evil 4 remake, the Street Fighter 6 footage, and then the Final Fantasy 16 footage. It's rare that you see a presentation, especially a half hour presentation, that has three big, big bangers in there like that. And the other thing got me excited is that Resident Evil 4 remake got me so excited because I just love that game and I will definitely play this game day one, that now I want to play Resident Evil Remake 2 and 3. So that got me excited. That got me excited for two games that weren't even announced. Stray, which I was iffy on when I first saw that. I was like, I think people expect this to be a big open world game. And it's like, I don't think it's going to be. I think it's going to
be like more puzzly.
Yeah. Kind of. Yeah. Just cat navigation, a Metroidvania at best. I didn't see any kind of combat, just a cat running away from lasers being shot at it. And it is an Annapurna game, which is one of my favorite publishers. Sayonara Wild Hearts, a few other games that I've played. And they tend to have very thought-provoking kinds of games. That tends to be what they do. So, but the fact that it's PS Plus means absolutely day one, I want to play this game when it comes out. Absolutely. And I'm not even going to let my wife play it. Like, I'm going to play it. She can watch me. And then Tunic coming over, like I said, I may not be super interested in it, but I like that it's there. I can play it if I want to. And then, Season, A Letter to the Future. So there was a lot here that's interesting. I will say I was sold a little bit on a PSVR 2. I don't know if I'll get one, but I have the PlayStation in my room. I have a little spot in front of the TV where I could walk around and move like an idiot. And having Horizon on there is really cool. And RE Village, those would be kind of a couple games. I think I'll vomit. I don't think I'll end up getting PSVR 2, but it's a really good reason to get a PSVR 2. So pretty good presentation.
How much they're going to cost?
We don't have that detail yet. Well, what's PSVR right now? Is it 300?
I mean, the price got lowered by the time I even like really noticed it. So, I mean, I would say 300 seems like the top that you would spend on a PS. I don't know what the PSVR was, but would you pay 400 for a PSVR? I don't know. But
If it has the games, I'd pay it.
I mean, people will pay $400 for a virtual reality system. It's like, to me, it's still an accessory on a $500 PlayStation.
PSVR right now, with the Marvel's Iron Man set, is going for $250 at GameStop, marked down from $350.
Yeah,
it's gonna be a $400.
Yeah,
set,
I think guaranteed. You're right. Yeah, because they really marked those down, and you can get them used for really cheap. People are selling those. So, all right, cool. Before we move on, we are now 11 days away from PS Plus, and something happened last week that we didn't get to talk about because the PlayStation Dads is not a real show. And that is that we got a sizzle reel and new information about PS Plus coming out June 13th. Now, when they first announced the PS Plus, the new PS Plus tiers, my biggest criticism was it got released in an article that you read on the web. And I thought that was the stupidest thing. And they were talking about having Bloodborne and like all these great games that were going to be in it. And it's like, man, you need to make a sizzle reel with all of those games. Like, come on. And now we did get a sizzle reel as we're getting closer. And I don't know if it'll be the last sizzle reel. I think something's in store, probably June 12th or something right before. But we got a little sizzle reel with a bunch of games. And they announced a couple other games. Ghosts of Tsushima, I think, was one that they didn't announce the first round, that they announced the second round. And just gave a little bit more detail about pricing and that sort of thing. And I'm excited for it. I think all of us are signing up for it, correct?
Absolutely.
Yes? Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. We're all signing up for it. And I say that as someone who I still have it, my Series X. I was a Game Pass guy in Series X. I would let my Game Pass lapse from time to time when I was playing something I owned. But when I finally just got the PS5 and dropped the Xbox was when I realized there was just nothing on Game Pass anymore. And I have some critiques of Game Pass that I don't want to get into too much, but I do feel like they're trying to get along with a certain fare of games and then just hype a few games from time to time. And I said, I'm not even interested in the new PlayStation service because I just want to play games that I want to play. If I'm interested in playing a game, I'm going to buy it and I'm going to play it. I just found that I was playing too many Game Pass games just because they were there. And I wanted to get out of that habit. but I am getting PS Plus because it will only really cost $3 a month extra on what I'm already paying for with PS Plus. So might as well at this point, for $3 a month. Sure. I'm not paying $10 a month. I have to have PS Plus. I want to play on the internet. $3 more. Fine. So I want to ask you guys, and I'll go first this time. What five games are you most excited to play once you get the PS Plus service? And I asked all of us to, you know, put down your top five games. And so I'll start us off here first. Here are my top five games that I'm excited for. Number five is actually two games, Gravity Rush 1 and 2. I've heard good things about this. I tried playing it when I had the trial for PS Plus, and I got about 10 minutes in and was like, okay, I'm not going to play this. I only have a 1 week trial anyway. But I would like to give this a try. I hear nothing but good things on these games. And I think they might be working on a 3. So I'm going to give it a try. It's something cool and unique. That's number five. Number four is Guardians of the Galaxy, which I actually tried out when we got Game Pass to play Tunic on Xbox. Decided to give it a go. Seemed interesting enough, but I didn't feel like getting into it. I really love the art style here. I love the use of pink in this game. It's very cool. But this is going to be on PS Plus, and so I'm going to play through it. I'm excited to play through it. I like the movie. Number three, Hambone, you like this one, Ghost of Tsushima Director's yes. Cut. That was the big announcement from the last one, and I know I'm going to play this game for sure. It's just really a matter of getting the time to get myself to jump into an open world game again. So I don't know if I'll be playing it anytime soon, but it's definitely a game that's on my radar. I want to play through it. Number two, Returnal. This has been on my wish list since before they announced PS Plus, and when they said Returnal would be on there, I was like, oh yeah, roguelike, hard as balls, I'm in. I wasn't completely wowed by the trailer when I first saw it, and I don't even know if I'm completely sold in the game, but I'm definitely going to play it. I'm definitely going to give it a fair shake. If I don't like it, I don't like it. But I've seen people quit, can't even get past the first boss, and for me, that's all I need to know. Yes, yes, give me the hard challenge. I want in. So
you like a migraine.
Yeah, and they've added co-op and stuff since then. I'm never going to own a second PlayStation controller, but yeah, I'm excited for this one. I can't wait to give it a shot. I took it off my wish list. I'm like, that's it. I don't want to buy it. I just want to play it on PS Plus because I may not like it. And number one, it went there today, Stray. Absolutely. Day one, Stray for sure. Super excited. I don't think it's going to be a huge, big game. And it's free. Yes, play as a cat. Absolutely. That's the one I'm the most hyped for right now. All right, Esten, to you, what are your top five?
Actually, I got two off of your list. The
Thief.
Ghost of Tsushima.
You guys need to play that. It's so good.
Yeah, I definitely. I was actually standing in line in like Best Buy, going to actually like looking at the games, not standing line, I was in Best Buy looking at games. I was actually going to pick that one up when I was just checking my phone and I like saw the actual like release where they said, oh, that's going to be on PlayStation Plus. I was like, oh, well, hey, I don't need to buy it. There we go. And next up, I got, I went on about the Spider-Man game, but Spider-Man Miles Morales. I know some people said it's kind of a DLC, so I don't know how long the game is. It seems like it's not that long then.
It's not that long, but it's really good, I've heard.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I love the movie. God, I love the movie. Looking forward to the second one.
And some people will say about a game like, oh, it's not that long, but you have to ask them, well, did you 100% it? Did you do all the optional things? I think some games are actually longer than you know what people will say. So it'll be probably a good size for you.
Cool. And then third, Guardians of the Galaxy. Because I've heard nothing but great things about that one. Mm-hmm. So I want to like definitely try that one. And I had to edit the list after what I saw that came out on the video today. So I added Stray because I actually remember that from whenever they introduced the console back in the day and said, hey, this is the PlayStation 5 console. And Stray was actually on there. And so, yeah, I want to try it. I mean, like you said, you took the words right out of my mouth. I mean, we have three cats. Who doesn't love cats? So yeah, right.
I can see that one being
classic cat navigation game.
There we go.
Maybe yeah, there'll be hamburgers in it.
Can you see that being pitched at the meeting? Like, okay, you're a cat in an RPG, and they're like, sold. How much money do you need?
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah,
run it, baby. Let's go do lunch.
Yeah.
And then number five is I don't think I actually ever finished it. So I'm going to go back and try and finish it. Batman Arkham Knight.
Oh, yeah. That's on there.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the that's the most recent one in the series, too. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Very cool. All right. How about you, Hambone?
All right. I'm going to cheat, but that's okay. My first game is two games.
FIFA.
Everybody's Golf and PGA 2K21. I will play every single golf game that you throw at me. So yes, I will be playing both of those games. Very excited. Very can't get any different in terms of types of golf game. But I'm definitely going to play both of those.
PS Plus pays for itself with two golf games.
That's it. The next couple games, well, actually, I'll say the next like three games here I'm going to list off are more the bite size type games, which I think is great, right? I'm excited for this service. I want to play as many games as I can. And if you choose 90 hour games, you're not going to get a lot out of it. So Uncharted Lost Legacy, I am excited to jump in there.
You're going to love it.
I played the heck out of Uncharted 4. Never got around to playing Lost Legacy, so definitely going to jump in there. That actually
let
might be my day
roll,
one.
By the way, on that, let the credits roll. The song is in the credits. Sweet. And let the credits roll.
Awesome. Infamous First Light is another one I want to get in there and play. So that is Sucker Punch, right? Same people as Ghost of Tsushima. I loved the Infamous game. I played Infamous 1 a few times over. Kind of skipped out on the series. Haven't gotten around to Second Son as of yet. So that's lower on my list. But First Light, I know, is more bite-sized. So want to kind of dip my toe in there and see if I like it. And if I do, then I'll kind of get back in and play Second Son at some point.
Sucker Punch winning you over.
That's it. I think they're quickly becoming my favorite studio.
Based on the one game.
That's all it takes, man. That's all right, it takes. Yeah. I swear to God, it really
does.
Sucker
Punch you.
cheating again. Miles Morales. But I can't say Miles Morales without saying Spider-Man as well, because I haven't played that yet. So I'm torn. I kind of want to just jump in and play Miles Morales, but nope. I also know I shouldn't do that. So
I absolutely told you that, and Esten is double up, and you got to play the first one. You'll just enjoy Miles Morales.
All right, how about this? When you guys play Ghost, I'll play Spider-Man.
Okay.
All right.
Cool. Kind of the game I'm honestly most excited about, I just don't know when I'll get around to it, is Returnal. I'm very excited to play Returnal.
Can you do co-op online?
I don't know, but if you can, we should.
We should totally play that one if you can do it online, because that would make it more fun.
I would definitely play that.
Okay. It looks like it. Yeah, well. Two-player online co-op to Returnal.
Sweet. All right, there we go. Done deal.
All right, that might be fun.
All right, sold.
Sweet.
So, yeah, that's me.
That's your number one. Nice.
Absolutely.
Awesome. So I get between us all, Returnal is a consensus. Ghost of Tsushima, even though Hambone, you've played it, but I'll include you on that. Guardians of the Galaxy, pretty good consensus, and Stray. So a lot of the same games. Very cool. All right. With that, let's take a look at what we've been playing. What have we been playing? PlayStation Edition. Esten, why don't you kick us off? What have you been playing? Oh, he's drinking ginger ale again. I should have looked at my screen. I would have given you a second. AKA solo something. What have you been playing?
There you go. Buy me time to get it down. Sure. Yeah, I've been playing Final Fantasy, Stranger in Paradise. I decided to take a risk and try and play that game. And bought the game and then like went on sale the very next day, like I said, the digital copy of it. And so I could have just held out for 24 hours. But the game is definitely, it has like the name Final Fantasy on it, but it really doesn't have much resemblance to Final Fantasy at all. It has a couple nods to Final Fantasy, the very original Final Fantasy, just by like some names of some cities, and that's about it. It's really kind of a more of a of God, what am I trying to think of the name of the game? It's the same kind of thing that like everyone kind of refers Elden Ring to, that kind of
like a Souls-like.
There you go, Soul-like game. Yeah, because you're just going in and you're just fighting and fighting, but there's no permadeath to it. So I mean, if you get killed, you start over at your checkpoint. You still have all your kind of like all your loot, and you still have like all your skills. You don't get penalized anything. As far as the map goes, it's not open world. You get really assigned, okay, this is now your kind of your quest, and you got to go here and do this quest. You got to go here and now do this quest. So, which is kind of unfortunate, because when you open up the map is very large, but you're only allowed to go to this point or to these other points as options. And you can go to these optional points to kind of build character relationships, if you will. And what's really strange about the game is like you start out like these three guys, they start out like fighting in knight's armor type stuff, but then like you go into the tutorial with your main character and he's like in like street clothes, like you would see somebody walking around in right now and nowadays. And then you start the game with the other two guys, you join up with them in your main party group, and you're all three are wearing like street clothes. And the story so far never really explains like why y'all started in street clothes. But you
Car broke down.
Yeah. There's no car. I was actually looking for a car. I'm like, where's the convertible and stuff like that? I mean, I really was legit. And but you go do the first mission and you pick up loot and you get rid of the street clothes. And I'm like, okay, so it's never gonna explain why I was walking around with a sweater tied around my waist there. That was just really weird. And but then the character you're mainly playing, I'm gonna bash this game, so get ready. The character you're really playing, I mean, you're very one-dimensional. I mean, he says some things every now and then, but the characters that is with you, your supporting cast, they talk more than you do. And your main character mainly just communicates mostly in like grunts, like I mean, that's kind of like their communication of him thinking and communicating. So I don't know if they're going for the strong silent type, but he comes across as, to me, it's more like, yeah, like this guy really, he's really pretty short there. I mean, he's not really, they got much intelligence. And so, so you go and you're just fighting as this guy, and it's like I said, it's very Souls-like. So if you want, and I read online, the time to complete the game, if you mainline it and don't avoid any, if you avoid all that kind of side quests and building relationships and whatnot, I think I read that you can do it in 30 to 35 hours.
Oh, wow.
So it's not that long of a game, but, if it's more of a game,
for a Final Fantasy game, at least.
What's that?
It's not that long for a Final Fantasy.
No, not at all. Not at all. So, I mean, so if it's a game you're looking for where you want to kind of go and just more soul-like and you just want to bash things and run around and just like just get loot, get better, get gear, spec up and stuff like that. There's a story to it, but yeah, it's very linear in direction, then I'm definitely, you might like it. So it's just not for me. So, I mean, it may be for somebody out there, but because I saw some reviews where people were saying, oh, I like it. So, I mean, I did some review reading before I bought it.
There's somebody that likes every shitty game. I mean, like, you know, you'll find somebody.
Oh, yeah. I mean, to me, it's a class A shit show. But, I mean, there's people out there that like it. So, anyways,
are you going to keep playing it?
If I do, it would just be out of, like, because I need to get my money's worth out of this game.
it's a class A shit show. Yeah, I'll play it.
Yeah, and I write us that class, like, man, this shit is nasty, but I'll drink it. So yeah. No, I mean, if GameStop said, you know, hey, you know, return it in like 72 hours if you don't like it, I would have returned it.
Oof.
But no, the other one I've been playing is the Final Fantasy, the 7 remake. And so I've actually started playing, and now I love that game. I mean, that one's fun. I mean, you got the Cloud, you got Tifa. I think everybody on the internet knows about Tifa. So I've definitely been loving that game.
She was very much upset in the booty bracket. I was shocked Tifa went out as quickly as she did. Criminal.
I was distraught.
I
couldn't
voting.
Go on Discord for 3 days. I'm out.
I've got that one on my wish list. One day I'm gonna download it.
I think it's on sale actually, right now.
Yeah, it is, but it needs to get a little lower, Hambone. It was actually free when the pandemic started. They made it available for free. My son actually, I told him, I go, download that game. You might like it, you might not, but download it so you can get it later. But it's not on my account, so I can't play it. But
it's definitely a fun game. I mean, it's you got a great story to it, solid story to it. You know, it's got like side missions you can do. Very intriguing characters. Of course, you play mainly as like Cloud. And you can switch out if you want to in the party. You can like say, hey, I want to play just as Tifa. And you can change over and just play as Tifa. Hmm. And you can spec up Tifa and stuff like that. And you can spec up Cloud. And and the characters kind of go in and out. And so so at times you can play as different people. So there's some variety to the game. And I'm definitely enjoying that. And then I mean, it looks very nice on the PlayStation 5. Very sweet graphics.
Yeah.
And The open world, so much so. I mean, it seems I haven't really left where I'm at right now. So I don't know. I mean, I can't remember a lot about Final Fantasy. I played so many Final Fantasies. I can't remember a lot about Final Fantasy VII. So I know some people bashed this one because they said it was too much of a remake. So I can't remember how much this one varied from the original.
This one is like you pretty much do the whole thing in Midgar, right?
Yes.
Yeah. I don't think you leave Midgar.
It's like even a third of the original game.
Yeah,
but it's incredibly detailed. So the game would be 400 hours. If otherwise, but
yeah.
It's got a fine story. It's pretty good.
Yeah,
I think there's burgers in it too.
If anybody was on the thing, you know, should I buy this? I would say yeah. I mean, they were like, you know, what PlayStation game should I own? I'd say definitely pick it up. What is it? I see you laughing.
Did you just say there's burgers in it?
There are burgers in this game.
Yeah, there you go.
The only thing I would say about it is that they're going to make Final Fantasy 7 2 and at least 3. So for some people, you may want to wait 6 or 7 years and play them all sequentially. Maybe that's my only hang up with it is like, well, gee, I'm going to play it. And then in a year, I'm going to have to play it again before the next one comes out. But yeah.
That's great. You know, mention that too about burgers. Joke aside, like even in Final Fantasy VII, you've got like there's Gil in it. You know, the classical spending money in Final Fantasy. But like in Final Fantasy Strangers in Paradise, there actually is no spending money. There's no Gil or anything like that. So that's another thing where I'm like, this is not even a Final Fantasy game. I'm like, how did they slap the label on there? But anyways, that's just side note. Sorry to get tangential. But but the third game I've been playing is Jedi Fallen Order. I decided to finally start playing that game, and that one actually it's a really solid game. Have any of y'all played that game?
I played a few hours of it.
Yeah, I 100%ed it.
You did? Yeah. It's definitely a fun game. I'm like, wow, this is really nice. Because when I saw the second one that's coming out, I was like, okay, I really got to like do something here. I mean, because I'm definitely a Star Wars fan, and so I'm like, I've got to like play this game and get on it. And so it's definitely a great story, and I'm enjoying it. And it's not too button mashing-y. As far as like things, and it's I know I really can't say much since you 100% that you don't know about the game, but it's I'm enjoying it. It's totally. I don't know if he goes to the dark side yet or anything, so I won't ask or anything like that. But I mean, I hope there's some plot twist to it.
The only thing I'll say about it, yeah, I enjoyed it. I played it when it came when EA Play made it to Game Pass. And I was like, oh, okay, I'm going to give this a try because I heard it was a lot like Uncharted, Tomb Raider, and I love those games. It's one of those games where I 100%ed it because I just felt compelled to. by the time it was done, my opinion of the game had dropped a lot because I was just so sick of it. And navigating through the world to find little tiny items, and you have to constantly go through the world. You're looking for things. You miss them. It's hard to like really navigate through the world. So it would get frustrating. There was times when I needed to get back to my ship, and it just felt like it took 30 minutes to get back there because it just was like going through tunnels and routes. It were really weird. So I would say this is not a game that you should 100%. You know, you can kind of go see some things, run some side missions or whatever, but don't do the thing where you're trying to find every last little item. It's not worth it, and you'll hate the game by the end of it.
Do you get like to see plant, like classical plants? Like, will I get to see like Mustafar?
I'm not into Star Wars enough to know what you're talking about, but I will say it has one of the best endings in a video game I've ever played.
Mustafar is where Vader's at, where his like kind of his home base is at. Like in the movies, you ever see where Vader's kind of sleeping in his chamber and stuff, a volcanic planet and stuff like that?
Sure.
That's Mustafar.
Yeah. As I demonstrated earlier, I really don't like games with weird names to things. And so, I don't know. But
burgers, I'm out.
There's not one burger in this game, I swear to God. But if you haven't been spoiled on the end of this game, don't get yourself spoiled. It's one of the greatest treats ever.
It's great. You're making me want to go back and play it.
Ah, it was so good. I was not spoiled on it, and I was like blown away. So yeah, it has a good bang.
But don't 100%. You said just kind of stick to the mission.
Yeah. Once you roll credits, you probably just stay there, but do what you want to do. If you feel like you want to do it, do it. I'm just going to give you the warning that you'll get sick of it by the end if you try.
It's like cake. I don't want to eat too much of it. Yeah. So no, I mean, once I do it, I'll move on. So, but I'm enjoying.
You got a 100% cake. What are you, crazy?
No. Eat to the
end and then stop eating the cake? You got a 100% cake.
No, I could not. My thing, I need to stop myself and say, please take away from me is chocolate milk.
Oh, you definitely 100% chocolate milk.
Right. Yeah. That's my kryptonite, chocolate milk and peanut butter.
All right. Hambone Johnny.
Amazing.
What have you been playing? Amazing.
Oh, amazing. Oh, my God. First off, I love long weekends. Holiday weekends, Memorial Day, perfect time to start a new game. And that is just what I did. I'm playing Horizon Zero Dawn. Finally getting back around to it. I bought this, on sale on my PS4. It was Thanksgiving, maybe 2018. It's been a long time, maybe 2019. Wow. I played it for a little bit. I got taken away and I decided, hey, I need to go back. I'm hearing all this great stuff about Forbidden West. I don't want to play Forbidden West without playing the first one. I am deep in Horizon Zero Dawn. I'm about, I think, halfway through the story. My wife is right on board with me. She's loving it too. I can't play any main missions without her. So that's sort of my time.
I really love that to death.
Yeah. So like when she's not around, I'm doing all like the side stuff, but doing some side missions. I've done two of the cauldrons so far. I've climbed all the tall necks. I did all the bandit camps. So yeah, man, I am on the trail to platinum this one for sure. I'm loving it. I think the combat's super fun. I think the world and the story is amazing. This is all stuff that you guys already know, obviously. But you know, if there's anyone else out there like me who hasn't played this game, like get out there and do yourself a favor because it's awesome.
I just have a picture now. Every time your wife hears the sound of that PlayStation 5 powering up, she always hollers, "What are you playing?"
You playing without me?
I'm doing a side mission.
Yeah, that's literally the conversation we had the other day. And she's like, "Oh, sure."
It's so sad. I've said a million times that I main quested Horizon Zero Dawn. I think I maybe did one side mission. And you're talking about cauldrons and rebel camps and stuff. And I did all of those in Forbidden West. And I was like, I didn't even know those were even in Horizon Zero Dawn. And it's just
no doubt. You didn't do a cauldron in Zero Dawn?
I had no idea they were in Zero Dawn. I didn't do a single one. No wonder I couldn't get past midway through the game. I was too wimpy.
I'm like already level 30 something. I think max is like 50. So I'm well on my way there.
Good for you.
How close are you to getting the actual suit, the replenish suit, the suit that actually, after it takes damage, give it time and it replenishes itself?
I found it. I don't have the cores to get it yet. I think that's the one that's hidden behind, like,
Once you get that suit and you put that suit on, you are like the Mac Daddy. Yeah, trust
oh,
me.
Oh man, I can't wait.
Yeah, you pity the fool that slaps you.
I'm excited, man. I really like how there's different ways to do the combat, right? You can be a little more stealthy. You can, you know, use your arrows. You have the traps. I just got the rope caster, so I'm kind of messing around with that a little bit and seeing what I can do. I'm overriding machines. I'm riding, riding like a metal bull. The giant chicken is definitely my favorite. Was like the long legs or something. I have no idea. These names are ridiculous. The one that looks like a big ass chicken. They're my favorite. I have to look it
nice.
Up. I'm loving that game. The other one I'm playing still is Gran Turismo 7. And I've played very little bit about that in the last week or so. Still trying to chip away at the super license. I don't know if I'm ever going to get it. It is ridiculously hard, but it's a fun game. I like racing games because you can hop in there, do a race for 10 or 15 minutes and move on, right? If you just need something new. That's kind of what I'm up to.
Nice. All right. Mine's easy. I'm still playing Persona 5. I feel like I'm cheating myself out of my PlayStation these last few weeks that I've been doing this. I'm about 27 hours in, so I'm like 27% of the way through this game. It is long. It is repetitive. There are definitely moments in this game that are interesting. So it's a calendar-based game. The whole game is scripted by the calendar. And like when you get to a palace that you have to go through, and you can go through a palace, and at any point after a checkpoint, you can leave the palace, and then you can come back the next day and start from that checkpoint, and you can like teleport between all of the little safe rooms in the palace. And they'll give you like a, you know, 10 days to 2 weeks to do it. So you can finish off a day and say, I'm done. Usually it's the same reason. I'm pretty close to being out of my magic points. I don't have any SP. I'll just go back. And there's no great way to replenish it. And so it's pretty much like that. It's enough for you to get through a little bit and you go back. And, if you get through the palace a little more quickly, then those extra days before the deadline, they'll let you do whatever you want. So you can go around. I love going to the batting cages and playing the batting cages because that you can up all these different personality traits. The batting cages, I think, is your guts or your proficiency. But I just like doing it because they're batting cages. I love baseball. So I always try to sneak off to the batting cages when I can. And it really is a game just like Persona 4 Golden. You try to squeeze in as many activities as you can in a day. So if I can do the batting cages and come back and then do studying in the coffee shop, then great. Because if you just end your day, you miss out on the ability to do these things. So you really want to try to maximize every single day. It does get a little bit annoying because there's times when I want to, for example, make lockpicks. And I'm in my room and I go to sit down to do the lockpick. And the stupid cat Morgana is like, hey, aren't you a little tired? You shouldn't do that now. And it's just like, well, fuck, I need to do this. And then you go through a palace day and all you can think of is, I want to go to the store and buy some new equipment, but they just won't let you. And then your phone rings and then they force you to go here and then you have to go to the rooftop. And I wish it was a little more open each day about what you do. But some days are completely scripted. And then finally you get like a free moment to do something, but it's already evening and the batting cages are closed. So I'm enjoying the game. The voice acting is good. I like some of the grindiness, but it is like, if this game were only like 5 or 10 hours longer, it would have been perfect. But when you sit there and you go, oh, another 73 hours to go in this game. And, I've been told by people that like the game is like, the game should have ended 4 palaces before. You know, did you ever play a game when you're like, this is where the game should have ended and it keeps going? 4 entire palaces.
That's brutal.
I mean, just endless. So I don't know if I'm going to finish this game, but I'm not going to stop until at least June 13th when PS Plus drops, because then I'll play some day one game there. But I'll be honest, I haven't picked it up in a couple of days. I've been addicted to Darkest Dungeon, which is a Switch game, so I can't talk about it here. But I've been playing that almost exclusively. I haven't picked up Persona 5. But yeah, I have about at least 11 days and then we'll see. I might stop playing it and come back to it. I don't know. It's not what I thought it would be, but man, the game has so much panache. It's so polished. It tells a really interesting story that's kind of grounded because you're a student on Earth. So that's great. One of the people in your party, a girl named On, is a high school student and she's hot, smoking hot. And she wears a leather outfit with a devil tail on it. She goes by Panther with a red mask. I love her. But yeah, I just don't see getting through the whole thing. But, you know, it's enjoyable. If you have 100 hours to kill on a game, this would be the one for you. But I hope to be talking about any other game sometime soon. It's just Persona 5. That's it.
Nice.
You think you're going to finish it then, huh?
I don't know.
Yeah.
All right. So what's next for PlayStation? Here's a little bit of the schedule. It's coming up. Like we talked about multiple times, PS Plus's relaunch is coming June 13th. We're hoping to get a little more information. You know, they're going to spice things up just a little bit more right before they go live with that service just to get attention. The PS Plus monthly games for June are God of War, Naruto to Boruto, Shinobi Striker, Hambone Johnny Edition, and That's Nickelodeon it. All-Star Brawl. What do you guys think about those games? Were you excited about those?
Yeah, no? I mean, having a PS5, you already have God of War on PS Plus.
Yeah, exactly.
Great game. I just recently played it. If you guys haven't gotten around to it yet, definitely dig in there.
So I've never played a God of War game, so I was glad to see it on there so I can actually like play it. I actually played it like for a little bit at somebody else's house when God of War first came out. But actually, I never owned God of War, so I never actually have played it, actually, like, owned to myself.
Yeah, dig in, redeem it, might as well, right?
Oh, yeah, have at it. Yeah, tally-ho. Yeah.
What the hell is Naruto Boruto's?
It's a Naruto game. Who knows?
Yeah.
That was definitely a weird one in there. God of War, for sure, though. I have it on disc, but I have it on PS Plus already.
Yeah, might as well claim it, you know?
Gonna play it. Yeah, I'll definitely claim it. And then Nickelodeon All-Star Brawl. I'm still not excited for this game. I barely even play Smash anymore. The fact that it doesn't have the Nickelodeon voices is just the death nail to me. So I'm still not interested in it. I might claim it just for fun because it doesn't hurt.
Claim it.
Yeah, but
my son might want to play that or mess around with it. So no harm.
I mean, it's definitely an interesting game that people have talked about, so it's not Naruto to Boruto. I'll give it that. All right, so some other games coming out in June. We have The Quarry coming out June 10th for PS4 and 5. The Gardens Between is getting a PS5 update, so I guess it'll just look better. That's coming out June 16th. I loved The Gardens Between. I played it on Game Pass, so I'm not going to say you should definitely go buy it, but it is a really good time-based puzzle game that has a really unexpectedly great story. So if you can ever play this or you're interested in it or whatever, I definitely recommend The Gardens Between. The Shadowrun Trilogy for PS4 and 5, June 21st. Sonic Origins, I know a lot of people are excited about this one. This is coming out for PS4 and 5 and every other console, June 23rd. We got Capcom Fighting Collection for PS4. I can't remember exactly what's in there, but it's a big old schmackload of games. That's June 24th. This Jaya 6 Complete for 4 and 5 on June 28th. It's my friend's birthday. Happy birthday, Glenn. And Outriders World Slayer for PS4 and 5, June 30th. Anybody play Outriders? I loved Outriders for a while. I was playing it on Game Pass.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, I don't know if it's the greatest game ever, and I don't usually play shooters, but it was a third-person perspective. It's like a looter shooter. You go through, you run a mission, you get some items. The only problem I had with it was I was playing it basically solo because multiplayer was annoying anyway, and it was really hard to match up with people. And it was really hard to play solo. I had to keep lowering the difficulty level. And when you do that, you can't earn better weapons.
Yep.
So I was like stuck with the same weapons for so long. And then I'd go to a new level and I'd up it back to the top and I would die multiple times and then have to lower it again. And then that just killed the whole vibe. And I had to stop playing. So I really did enjoy this game. But you got to go in playing multiplayer. Or otherwise, don't even play it.
Cool. I was surprised by the cast that they got for the quarry. That's a big cast they got lined up in that game.
Who's in that one?
Lance Henriksen is in it. And then they got like a lot of different actors. Off the top of my head is Lance Henriksen, Bishop from Alien.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. And then he was in Pumpkinhead, that movie. If you remember that horror sci-fi movie?
I've heard of it.
Yeah, it was actually pretty good. And
David Arquette.
Yeah, David Arquette's in it. Yeah, he plays sheriff. Like he's in that same sheriff role. Yeah, they got a lot of actors in that one.
Yeah. What kind of game is that?
At first I thought it was going to be, okay, this is a teen thrasher because it was like David Arquette. But then like it looks like it's kind of like almost like a spooky, like there's a creature running around type thing. And it's up to you to try and figure out stay alive.
This was the one I thought was like, is this Friday the 13th, but reskinned? Because even the font for the quarry looks like the Friday the 13th font.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Yeah, it does.
It does look somewhat interesting.
But it's like when I was watching the previews of it, it's almost like not an alien, but more of a creature thing. And not alien as in the xenomorph alien, but not like I'm talking aliens and like the grays, we come in peace, we'll blow you up type thing.
Sweet. Yeah. Awesome. All right. Is that it? Is that a show?
I think that's a wrap.
That's a wrap. All right, guys. That was our second PlayStation. All right. So we'll call it a show. This has been the PlayStation Dads. I wrote this outro. Everybody, you ready? This has been the PlayStation Dads, where the controllers are mic'd, the triggers are adaptive, the vibration is haptic, and that just makes a whole lot of DualSense.
Oh, yeah.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Night.
The Dads After Dark Show is part of the Nintendo Dads family of podcasts. You can subscribe to us anywhere podcasts are available, including iTunes, CastBox, Spotify, and Stitcher. Also, don't forget to leave us a 5-star review. Pretty please. Be sure to join us on the Nintendo Dads Discord in our Dads After Dark channels for some naughty After Dark talk. Follow us on Twitter at NDadsAfterDark or email us at dadsafterdarkshow@gmail.com. And a big thank you to Family Jewels for our show's music. You rock. That's all for tonight. Good night, dads. Sweet dreams. But I